From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Houthi rebels in Yemen are vowing to send more missiles into Saudi territory unless the Saudi-led coalition halts its bombing campaign in Yemen. Abdel Qaddous al-Shahari of the Ansar Allah group said the missiles were a clear message. We're resilient no matter the pressures the enemy places on us. Saudi officials said they shot down all seven missiles fired at the capital, Riyadh, and three other cities around midnight Sunday, although one person was killed by falling debris. The Saudis accused the Houthis of using Iranian-made missiles. Saudi coalition spokesman Brigadier Turki al-Maliki called the missile threat dangerous for regional and international security. Foundation for the Defense of Democracies analyst Benham Ben Talablu said there's little doubt Tehran is providing the missiles despite its denials.
Iran is giving the Houthis enough to sustain the conflict and bleed Saudi Arabia, but not enough to do decisive battlefield changes. And because of that, the U.S. is getting sucked in, Riyadh is getting sucked in further and further, and the humanitarian crisis is escalating. So if there's anyone being the arsonist here for the fire, it's definitely Iran.
The missile strike came on the eve of the third anniversary of the Yemen conflict. Sierra Leone's delayed presidential election runoff now has been rescheduled for Sunday. Julius Maada Bio is the opposition challenger.
We have to work a few technicalities, really, that is between us and the APC. They still have a few concerns, and we have agreed to address those. But nothing should stop us from having an election on the 31st.
Bio faces off against ruling party candidate, former foreign minister Samora Kamara. Charges of electoral fraud surrounding the first round led to a court injunction, which was lifted Monday. This is VOA News.